Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let me debug why passport sis don't work or don't exist, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a great point you made. And I actually am going to have to change my answer. And I am going to say women have it harder. And I'm going to use the passport bros as an example.
That's because crazy.
You know, like you said, because of the delusion that women have, men can say, you know what? I could go overseas and find me a woman that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. American women do not have that luxury. I spoke to men in different countries, they ain't checking for y'all. I promise y'all. Like, you get what I'm saying? Y'all
waiting. What are you looking at?
No, they not. As far as a wife, they not checking for y'all. Don't come with the qualities that they want
what are
in
the
women.
Qualities?
Wife qualities.
They don't come with the qualities.
Like what?
Like, what are you talking about?
What you mean? None of y'all want. None of them. First of all, y'all don't even want to be wives like nowadays. Like, y'all don't know how to treat a man. Y'all so independent and don't need a man.
Like, where you be looking at?
Yeah.
I've talked to human men in real life that said American women is a no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Why would they leave their women who are raised to treat their men and be cooperative for an American woman? Unless they're trying to get a green card. And if that's the case.
So you want somebody to cater to you? Like,
be
on your knees and
I need somebody to cooperate and cater to me.
Submissive, yes. Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
American women hate that word.
Wait, hold on.
But not
all. Did you really just ask men if they want somebody to be on their knees?
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap-Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. It's your boy Ace, Daily Wrap-Up Crew. Cop the fashion. Us not winning is like Eli not alone. Yo, you fucking bottle of shit, bro.
Oh, you got the cut. That's what you get.
What is wrong with you, bro?
You think you're too hard on these bars.
Damn. I was about to say, us not winning is like Eli knowing the... Not no. Oh fuck.
Yeah, just leave it.
Yo, get the fuck. Yo, last but not least, we got Jew.
Fuck my shit up, bro. All
right, it's your boy Jew. First show after vacation. I was with my kids and my shorty. It felt like I was on probation. You know what I mean? I couldn't do shit, y'all, man. Shout out to Wolf, man. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to Wolf, man. Make sure y'all shout out Wolf.
Yo, see. That's how you That's how you close out the intro, man. Yeah, you slacking, man. Too. Like, that's why I've been on your bloopers mixtape, like, you know what I'm saying?
It happens to the best of us. Man.
Anyway, man, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, how y'all doing? I go by the name of Angel. You can follow me on Soul Angel Jolie on Instagram. The team got me here out late, but we're going to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pass her bedtime, Naomi.
Okay, so my name is Monica, and you can follow me on Instagram, monica.monroe with two E's. And pass it down.
It's your girl, Marie Madison. Follow me on Instagram, _MarieMadison.
No,
she might be late following me back and shit.
Yeah.
Listen, man, before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Mm-hmm. Hit that notification bell. I swear I don't be on y'all enough about that. Join the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And got the merch. So I had to make sure I got the merch on. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is
You felt like being butterfly? You want your butterfly shit today?
I mean, listen, man. Positive.
Who giving you butterflies, my boy?
Listen, man.
I ain't gonna lie,
what's
man.
What's her name?
I don't
know.
You want to give her a shout out? Real
I don't know who y'all talking about right now, but we're going to get into these topics. Anyway, I do want to ask y'all, before we get into these questions, I do want to ask the fellas, what is your favorite hairstyle on black women?
My favorite hairstyle is... I like the braids. Like the two
cornrows?
Yeah, yeah. I like
fish
that.
Nets. The fishnets.
That's what it's called.
The fishnets?
It's like fish.
Like, it's like two...
Stitch braids.
Yeah, I like that. I like the, I don't see it a lot no more, but you know when you get that washing set and you got, like, your pins and you got, like, the hair.
Yeah. Oh, nah.
I like that.
He's wild.
What else I like? I like the fro, of course. You know what I mean? I like the bun when it's get. You know what I mean? I like the natural shit, man. Whatever y'all do with it, I like it. I love it.
You can't say natural shit that whatever y'all do with it, that you like it. The wigs is a part of doing it. Like,
no,
it.
That's not
natural. It's a natural. It's a natural. Okay. Keyword natural. Yeah.
He said, whatever y'all do with it. Like, that's what I'm saying. What about you? What about you?
You gonna say it's natural after I bought it. But I would have to say, with my lady, I like when she just have it out, mostly like the curly puff. I don't know how it is. Yeah, the throat. But yeah, I like that. I would say I like some women with the short bobs. It don't fit all the women, but some women. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. Nia Long.
I
love Nia Long.
You miss your chance to shout out. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just you slacking. That's the one lady that my lady will let me try to holler at. You know what I'm saying?
If I get successful. There's a celebrity pass. Yeah. Like, okay.
Now we building up. So now she's taking it back.
I was gonna say, who her celebrity pass?
Me. I'm a celebrity right now. Fuck you talking about.
I mean, listen.
Nigga, next question.
Fuck you talking about. Damn, can I answer the question?
Oh, you can. Like, you can. Damn, sorry, but
I'm not gonna lie. I love locks on black women. Like to me is just like my weakness. So you know what I mean. Braids, obviously. But not the jail braids.
Not the Meek Mills.
You know what I mean? But I like the braids. I do like the afro. Like the curly. You know, natural curly hair. Like you said, that short hairstyle, although not everybody go, you gotta have your face gotta be symmetric. Like you have to have a certain face quad build, like to kind of pull that stuff.
You have to have a nice smile, I think. You have a nice smile.
Smile gotta go there too, you know what I mean? And I think that's pretty much it, man. Like, you know what I mean?
So, I do the ponytail too, the ponytail.
I appreciate the ponytail. But I agree with Ace, man, where you said the same thing. I just love the natural hair on black women. Like, you know what I mean? That's my weakness, man. Like, you know what I mean? But. So shout out to the black women. Like,
indeed.
Let me get to this first actual topic. Do you think men getting limb lengthening surgery is equivalent to women getting BBLs? And for the folks at home, I do want to explain this phenomenon that's going on. Mm. Apparently on TikTok, I don't know anybody in real life yet. I got this motherfucker. But basically what men are doing is they're having this procedure where they basically purposely break their bone, their legs on purpose. They put these metal rods there to make a gap. And they let that gap fill in with, like, I guess, bone marrow and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they basically gain more height from it. Like, you know what I mean? I think you only gain about maybe 2 or 3 more inches. But there's a lot more men going through that process. Obviously, it's an expensive process. Clearly, it's painful. Like, you know what I mean? It's a long recovery process. Plus, you got to rehab. And then you got to do physical therapy. You got to relearn how to walk. But, again, when I see these videos, men are saying, well, you know, now that I'm 6 feet or close to 6 feet or taller than I was, more women are starting to look at me. So it damn near just seems like they're doing it for the validation of women. Like, you know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to say, do y'all think that would be equivalent to women getting BBLs?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it's different.
Why is it different?
It's just like the whole procedure. Like, you're doing too much. You got to go to rehab and do a whole bunch of extra shit. With the girl getting the BBL, all she got to do is go to a recovery home for about 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that's also a dangerous. That's a dangerous procedure. Y'all could die from it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's different compared to like the pain tolerance and just maintenance in general. It's just different.
I be seeing women laying on the bed on their stomach with the ass up for months. So how long you guys got?
Months.
I don't know how long. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Weeks.
It's 6 weeks.
Weeks. Okay.
Yeah. So I think just because of the process, the recovery process. Because women, I mean, more or less, I don't care how much the women will front, the majority of y'all are seeking these BBLs for male validation. Like, y'all can say y'all doing it for yourselves, but at the same token, y'all understand that a certain body archetype is going to get you the attention from those quote-unquote high-value men that y'all all want, you know what I mean? When y'all look at these celebrities and y'all see the type of women that they are usually dating, they look a certain way. When y'all say, well, men, this girl got a lot of likes on IG, men are always liking these photos of these girls. Those girls are shaped there's a certain archetype to them. Like, you get what I'm saying? So y'all know what that archetype, the attention that it will bring you, whether it's more jobs as far as, you know, if you're a bottle girl or stripper, whatever the case is. Even if you are a video vixen, you're going to get more calls because obviously you look a certain aesthetic. So again, there is some type of validation there towards men, whether y'all want to admit it or not, I believe. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No. I disagree.
Yeah, because not every guy like a girl that have a BBL. You know, some guys do prefer like women who still are natural and they probably like the girls still got a little bit of belly on them or whatever.
She not,
and they like some people like girls petite. Like they like them small. They like them tiny. Some like, you know.
Yeah, but the girls that's getting the BBL not getting it for those men. They're getting it for the men that want the women with the BBL. Which is,
yeah, but then like that's the what he was money. Saying. But not every guy with money want a girl with a BB. I mean, I don't.
They like fucking them. A lot of those dudes like fucking those type women.
We got to go off majority. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's gonna be a few men that got money that's like, oh yeah, I just want a petite girl. But a majority of men like them women that got big asses and.
I believe that.
Naturally, though.
No, every female would want an hourglass shape. I mean, like that. Mm-hmm. You saying, but not like looking for a man's
attention.
Yeah, attention.
So what she? Why she want that?
So why you risking your life to go and get this procedure done? That apparently
because
that
genetics.
Is not...
Females, you know, some have genetics like
Some people generally don't shape. Like the way they look. Like,
yeah, there we go.
Like they just really don't like how they look.
There's a lot of people that try to go to the gym. They try to reach their body goals, and sometimes it's hard for them. So they take another route, which is getting a BBL.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to be stepping on them. So these women with the big old giant fat asses, it's not getting for somebody to look at it?
Nah, okay.
It's their preference. Everybody got their own preference.
You can't even look at your ass. The shit's so fat. Like, you walking around with a big old ass. You telling me you don't got that big old ass for somebody to look at it?
You getting that big old ass getting attention. To do what? Have more cushion on the toilet or something?
Like that.
Man,
they look good.
But who you looking good for?
For myself.
Bruh.
He's like, I'm like, man.
If men were not on the earth.
You want to look good in your clothes. You know what I'm saying?
If men were not on the earth, this BBL phenomenon would not be a thing. I promise you.
I just said that females like an hourglass shape.
I think women would also compete with each other. They want to look like the baddest compared to somebody else.
For what?
For who?
You gonna go get a big old ass to stop on
it? If it was only women on the world and on Earth, I think they would still find a way to compete with each other.
Not BBLs though.
They'll do something.
It'll probably be carbs.
If you can make yourself a bag.
I don't know.
Not a BBL. The whole BBL.
We had women on the show that had BBLs and said a BBL was an investment. And when she talked about the opportunities she gets awarded from men, whether that more men are willing to pay her bills because she looks aesthetically a certain way, whether it's obviously she wants to be a bottle girl and she's getting more tips and whatever the case is, guys are flirting with her and they're offering to pay X, Y, and Z. So people, if it's an investment, you know what that
is going towards. Yeah. So ladies, do you feel like that? What's that man purpose? Is he doing it because he's ashamed to be short or more or less to get the attraction from a woman?
Is it insecurities?
Insecurity, absolutely.
Yes. Insecure about your height.
Absolutely.
So
where do you think them insecurities coming from, though?
Women.
Men,
So why is he doing it?
Men as well.
Men, too?
Men be like, you know, let's say you want to play basketball or something. Yeah, the shortest one.
A man ain't never say, "All right, play with you too short, bro."
They be like,
they might be the taller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to play me.
I'm about to say, Eli always get picked. Like,
I do always get picked.
All right, then.
But again, when I'm doing the picking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might pick the taller nigga.
Because you don't want multiple short people.
Because there's an advantage to it. Like, even if they sometimes they do be dirt. Height don't mean you automatically.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But nah, man. Is it equivalent to the BBL? I think it is because, you know what I mean? The reason women getting BBL is to please men, whether y'all want to argue that or not. And the reason they doing this is to please the women because women say, oh, I can't date a man unless he got six in his height. You know what I mean? It's the equivalent. I mean, it might be a more of a process. They might be more stupid, but you know what I mean? Same shit.
Are we saying that dude is corny for doing that?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna call him.
Nobody respect you. Because why?
You learning how to walk again.
Y'all would respect a woman that get a BBL, right? Because she doing it for her insecurity. So why is he getting shamed?
What you mean nobody respect him? You think he going out saying, I got the surgery. That.
Say like you going out with a group of friends and you the shortest one out of all your friends. Like, who really respecting you?
Yeah.
And this is why he gonna get that surgery. What the fuck?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell? You just proving the whole point right now.
So again, when we talk about men getting these procedures, we automatically go to insecurities. But then when women go and get these procedures, well, they're just doing it for themselves. Y'all don't think it's insecurities on their end as well?
No.
It's back and
I'm gonna stick by that.
I clearly like you
know, we had a talk before the show when Angel was talking about how like you know, women just say stuff just to keep going along
not
with
true.
It.
Not for this right
there. Nah, I'm a leader. Yo, get the behind topic. The scenes. Get the behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely
would.
Not for this.
But I think, Ace, you did make, we talked about this before, you did make a great point about, you know, height is, you know, genetic. You get what I'm saying? A woman can, you know, what y'all could really, if y'all really wanted that body, y'all can naturally work that way. Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand, like, it is a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? But any procedure or any enhancement that a woman has, she can naturally, you know, alter herself, like, organically. Mm-hmm. A guy, he's either he blessed genetically, like, he hit the genetic lottery, or he didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no, I can't go to the gym and work on my height. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's one of the main differences, that a man can't organically alter his height. You know what I mean? Like, women can organically model themselves and shape themselves the way that they would ideally. Like, it might be harder. It might require more time at the gym. Your diet has to change, obviously, but all that shit gonna change anyway after I get the surgery, because now y'all want to go to the gym and eat well. But listen, but like I said, that's neither here nor there. But
it's
like,
just crazy that, a good point. That the things men are criticized for, they can't change. And the things that we criticize, you could change. You just too
that
lazy
is
to do it,
that is 100% true. Yo, you're spinning right now because they talk about the dick size. Nigga can't control that. Like,
you know what I'm saying? No, you can control that. They have procedures that make it get eliminated.
Yeah, but that's a procedure. Like, that's not something organically we can just do.
You can't go in the gym and be like, and then get a
stretch machine. But they low key do got those penis pumps though. I don't know if them shits work.
I don't think them shits work.
That's like trying one of the pills from the gas station. I'm just lie.
Listen, man, you know, and that's fair. Everybody got their own opinions. It's all welcome. Yeah. But to get to this next topic, do y'all think men or women have it harder in a dating market?
A woman, for sure.
I say woman.
Okay, I want to hear this.
You just made up your mind. You're going to be biased the whole episode, huh?
So let me hear why the women think the women.
We just go through a lot. Like, trust issues. You always got to go through the nigga phone.
Yeah,
if
I do.
I mean, before, not even now. Like, just generally speaking, in general, you definitely probably went through guys.
Because, like, you always got that thought in your mind. It's like, is he really, like, playing his part? You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, so you saying it's difficult for women because of the trust factor?
The trust factor.
Okay,
sure.
Okay.
So, you're saying you got that thought in your mind because he gave you a reason to have that thought, or you just had that thought?
Just in general.
Jesus Christ.
So you just meet somebody and be like, yeah, this nigga look like he gonna cheat on. Let me go through his phone.
You just never know. Same with women though. Like, you just never know.
She trying to say just doubt nobody.
So so that's so equal.
You need some healing. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm healed, baby. I'm healed.
You healed?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yo, let us know in the comments if y'all think she healed. Like, you know,
ain't no way. Ain't no way hell, bro. All
right, so why do you think that women got it harder in the dating market?
Because it's easy for a man to cheat, and women come in the dating market a bit emotional.
It's not easy for women to cheat.
Yeah, it is very.
I don't.
It's not easier.
It's not easier for a woman to cheat.
Easier and sneakier. Now let me not look up like this.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Easier and y'all sneakier. Yeah.
Not me though. Not me.
Right. Right.
I don't care, but I'm just.
It just seems that the excuses y'all coming up with is more in favor of y'all, because I mean. The article said women cheat more.
What article?
We can bring it out after the show. Yeah. I'll show you. You know what I mean? And y'all have these insecurities. Is it because y'all doing it? And that's why y'all insecure? Y'all thinking the nigga doing it? That's why?
No.
Nah, you real stuck over here. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, I mean, women, you know, they cheat, of course, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, a woman basically...
When you got the giggles, you know you're about to lie.
It all makes sense now, man. Like,
I find it that it's common that women only bring up cheating when it comes to a bad quality in a man. I don't hear anything else what else besides cheating? Y'all both brought up cheating just different ways. So what else is so hard for you guys?
Lack of communication. Y'all don't know how to communicate for nothing. It's real bad. Guys don't know how to communicate sometimes.
Yeah, that standoff shit is crazy.
Yeah. And
consistency.
Like,
consistency.
Y'all don't like.
So that makes it harder for women in the dating world?
Yeah, because like I said in the beginning, women are, you know, a bit more emotional.
They want to be
and they want to talk.
You guys don't want to talk sometimes.
And guys
yeah.
be like, oh, bitch, fuck that. I want to play the game or something. Like, no.
Well, I'm outside with my niggas.
Yeah.
With your niggas?
Like, the niggas. With his friends. Oh,
so why you think men got it harder?
I think women's standards is a little more higher now. I feel like, yeah, for sure. I feel like girls now, like before you approach them, they want to make sure you got money, you making more money than them, you got a good job. They some women, materialistic wise, they want to make sure you drop in a, you know, luxury car. They just want to make sure you got qualities that, you know, it probably wasn't like that before. But I feel like the reasons like that now is because a lot of women are like, you know, they own self-bosses, they making their own money, you know, so... It's not like early in the 2000s or like maybe when we younger and stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like it is a bit more difficult for men. Y'all wouldn't be going to get these lymph thing that you was talking about, the lymph, you know what I mean?
I mean, that is true. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like a girl can see a guy, he's short out, you know, not even automatically. Like, he's just out.
You don't even get a chance.
Yeah.
You don't even get a, hey, how you doing? Like, no, I'm good. Go let somebody else deal with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Grow up, nigga. Grow up, my nigga. Literally.
Yeah, I think it's more difficult for
all right, well, I mean, fellas already know y'all answers, but Ace, can you explain your reasoning to your answer?
Yeah, I think it's more difficult for men because, like I said, these women is out here these days, you know what I mean?
Outside.
They sexually liberated, you know what I mean? They want to have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. They out here cheating, and you're not getting caught because, you know what I mean? Men not really checking phones, like how y'all check phones and stuff like that. They're afraid of commitment. They standards is unrealistic. They want the 6 feet. You gotta have $1 million in your bank account. You gotta be fucking Johnny Bravo or what? It's just crazy out here, bro. Like it's crazy. And then every woman got an OnlyFans now. So,
OnlyFans or they damn near half naked on social media. Like
they got. They got kids. Like, it's just so crazy out here in the dating market. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's really
And fun. Then how expensive is it for men to just date compared to women?
Oh, yeah. It's yeah, I seen this video the other day. It's like, how much should a man spend on a first date? And the answer is crazy. It's like, yo, $500, $1,000. Like, I'm like, Wolf. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Before, like, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Wolf.
Wolf says some shit like that. And then on the other end, it's $3.99. So it's like,
$3.99 for what? First date?
For the first date, yeah.
For a woman.
For a woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fast. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
she has nothing really to lose in that. You know what I mean? She gets a free meal. She gets a photo op. You know what I mean? Because y'all love to take pictures of the scenery.
Free ride.
Free ride for the most part. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she don't really got to invest the same way a man does in that date. You know what I mean? She could just be in her phone. She probably got a next nigga doing, you know, that she got. She treating it like a booking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I got a date from 9 to 8. And then from fucking 10 to 11, I got this dude, Jerome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jew, man, what's your thoughts on this?
I honestly say that I believe it's the woman have it more harder.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And please, the only reason why I feel this way is because the hypergamy of a woman is actually becoming their delusion. So women believe that they need to get this particular guy, which is stopping them from building real good relationships in the process. Mm-hmm. So they're their own competition, where a good man will be able to find a woman and marry that good woman and weed out all the other shit. Now, a woman that may have good qualities may still be looking for this perfect man that doesn't exist, which might make it harder for women to find the right person, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But how is a man supposed to find this good woman in the sea of bad choices?
Like, we have the power to say we want to deal with this or we don't want to deal with this, right? Mm-hmm. I would say some woman mindset is to go against whether you're a good man, you're a good man. Mm. They would say they're going to find a better man or their option is always open. Where a good dude, and he's looking for a woman, if I know I'm with both of them and I'm like, oh, she treats me good, I'm going to stick with her. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to be looking for something better. I'm happy with what I have.
But them shrinking their own dating pool that's not, that doesn't mean that the dating pool is not good. You know
why
what I mean?
You believe they shrinking it? I'm confused. I don't get it because have what, yeah. I don't
because women don't have these unrealistic standards.
Yeah. What's
6 feet.
What's wrong? There's a lot of 6 feet men out here.
There's not a lot of 6 feet men.
Yes, there is.
17% of the U.S. population.
You looking at, okay, regardless of ethnicity. You're talking about just the U.S., though.
Regardless of ethnicity.
Oh, so y'all passport system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
What you mean? We can go outside the U.S. Why we got to stick here?
Okay.
Let me.
You in a relationship?
Huh?
You in a relationship?
Let me debunk why passport sis don't work or don't exist, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a great point you made. And I actually am going to have to change my answer. And I am going to say women have it harder. And I'm going to use the passport bros as an example.
That's
because,
crazy.
You know, like you said, because of the delusion that women have, men can say, you know what? I could go overseas and find me a woman that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. American women do not have that luxury. I spoke to men in different countries, they ain't checking for y'all. I promise y'all. Like, you get what I'm saying? Y'all waiting.
What are you looking at?
No, they not. As far as a wife, they not checking for y'all. Don't come with the qualities that they want in women. Wife qualities.
They don't come with the qualities.
Like what?
Like, what are you talking about?
What you mean? First of all, y'all don't even want to be wives like nowadays. Like, y'all don't know how to treat a man. Y'all so independent and don't need a man. Like,
where you be looking at?
Yeah.
I've talked to human men in real life that said American women is a no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Why would they leave their women who are raised to treat their men and be cooperative for an American woman? Unless they're trying to get a green card. And if that's the case.
So you want somebody to cater to you? I need
somebody to cooperate and cater to
submissive,
me.
Submissive, okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
American women hate that word.
Wait, hold on.
But not
did you, really just ask men if they want somebody to be on their knees?
you want somebody to be on your knees and start pulling and sucking your dick and yes, all types of crazy.
Wait, what?
Pound town.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out here wild. You know what I'm saying? But
you want a woman to be dependent on you?
No, I never said that.
But you said independent, though.
I say what you're doing now is you're getting triggered because I'm saying I never said any of the words that you said. I've never said anything. So if I just say one word, men in general globally want submissive women. Mm. You will get triggered. American women will. You're getting triggered right now.
And your
response right now is going to be, oh well, y'all want a slave. Women in other countries are not looking at submission as I'm a slave. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the main issues why foreign men are not checking for American women. So y'all don't have that luxury unless y'all getting a man because he want a green card. And at that point, y'all taking care of him. Y'all got no problem taking care of a nigga if he want the green card. But if it's a regular dude,
but he's
y'all
six feet
can't
though.
Do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's 6 feet though.
It'd be crazy, man. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So
what was your problem with the word cooperate?
It's like you telling me what to do. Like, I have to cooperate. I have to listen to you. It was never given that. Can we get the
textbook definition of the word cooperate?
I think being submissive is okay. I have no problem.
But
being
this
submissive.
Is what American men, we keep trying to change the terminology to make American women feel. We use submissive. Yeah, I don't like that. Now we try to say, okay, let's go with cooperative. I still don't like that. What the fuck do y'all like? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
as well, too, though.
Huh?
It's okay. That's okay.
Y'all cooperate at your job with your employers, right?
No.
What job you work at? Like, he said, no. What job you work at? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I work security. I'm a security guard.
Oh, you by yourself? You ain't doing nothing?
Yeah.
You talking to yourself, too. That's why you ain't cooperating with nobody.
You get to work on time?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you a bad employee.
You must be the boss.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I be chilling. I have my little hottest spot. I'm chilling. They don't say nothing.
That's fair. Like,
it says involving mutual assistance and working towards a common goal. Cooperative.
So what was your definition?
Listening to you.
Huh?
Listening to you.
Listening to me. So wouldn't I have to listen to you as well? So we can't cooperate together and make...
No.
What the fuck? Are you? can you bring the mic a little closer to you? I need the folks at home to hear this, you know, live and clarity. Like, you're
gonna be watching in the house. Make sure you heard everything, right?
Make sure we got the subtitles and everything. Make sure, yeah. You know, did she say what? Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, again, obviously, everybody's gonna have their own opinions. You know, everybody's opinions are valid. But let us know in the comments, man. Who y'all think got it harder in the dating market, men or women? Like, you know what I mean? I'm curious to see. Which I say.
I ain't changing my answer. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like can we get a poll in the background? Johannes, what you say?
Men, definitely.
Big bro, what you saying? Men? Weasel, what you saying?
I think it's... Yeah.
Oh. Wolf, what you saying?
I really don't know.
It's up in the air. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. And shout out again to Wolf with those $500 dates. Like, ladies, you know what I mean?
We gonna put his at,
you know what I mean? If y'all want
to be. If y'all want a great date.
Listen, let me get to the next topic. Before we get into this topic, make sure you hit that like button. Mm-hmm. Again, subscribe. If y'all not already subscribed, hit that notification bell. Cop the merch. Well, this is exclusive. Y'all can't get that. But cop the... Well, that's also exclusive. Go to the website, dailyrapcrew.co. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's on the website. Go to the website. Right. You know what I mean? Listen, what are some factors that diminish attraction in the opposite sex? Like, what is something that you see when men do and that you like, that's just a turn off. I don't like that.
Oh, man.
When he too self-centered, like he talk about himself too much, it's terrible. Like,
talk about himself too much?
Right, terrible. Like, shut
up. When he nonchalant.
Nonchalant is a turn-off?
Yeah. we all feel like that's a big turn-off. We hate that.
Nonchalant?
Okay. But I heard women say they like when men
ignore them.
Ignore them. Right? So you got to have a nonchalant.
Shout out to Chinese Kitty. She does.
A lot of women.
Nah, don't ignore me. Why would you do that?
Nah, I don't want you to talk.
I think if you somebody that's used to getting a lot of attention, somebody that doesn't give you that attention is attracted to you. Cause like you're like, why he not giving me that attention? You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say attention, but I mean, I like to communicate, so it's like we talk on that level, but not attention. Like, oh, I want you to be in my face 24/7.
Like clingy type of attention.
It's chill vibe.
I'm just saying initially, like before y'all start talking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you walk in a room, if you used to guys staring at you trying to buy you a drink and somebody over here chilling, you might buy, why he not trying to buy me a drink? You know what I mean?
Nah,
we kind of look at that though. Like, let's say, like, you know, like, let's say we go out or something, like, we in a spot or something, and, like, you kind of notice a guy that's, like, the most chill one. Like, you just be like,
no,
yeah,
because
he's real quiet. Well,
what are some things that's a turn off for you and men?
I'm about to say cooperation.
When they talk too much.
Damn. So he can't be nonchalant, but then he can't talk too much. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like sometimes they just don't know how to shut up. Like, no, just talking in general. Talking about themselves.
Oh, I can hear it.
Just talking too much.
Really? Like, oh, shit. Sorry.
Just talking too much. Talking too much in general. Like, sometimes they will just go on. And then when I want to talk, I can't talk because you still talking. It's like,
So how do you have conversations?
Know.
You gotta yell.
Yeah, like you just have to like try to come on, off.
Like, no, I'm saying like what interests you? Like, what do you talk about?
Life, goals, the future.
So you want
like where your headspace is at right now? Like, what you got going on for yourself?
So wouldn't that? I can't sum that up in one sentence. Wouldn't I have to be? You know what I'm? Wouldn't I? Have
all right,
to,
but you could ask me. I'm like, okay, like where do you see yourself in 5 years? You can let me know, and then you ask me the same question.
So you would like for him to bring you in the conversation more?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Okay.
So that's pretty much. I thought y'all was gonna have a laundry list of the fucking shit.
Like, nah, there's definitely more though.
We need to hear him.
We're trying to help.
Yeah. There's a word I'm waiting for y'all to say.
I'm waiting for it too. Man.
And I'm surprised y'all haven't said it.
Like, can you ask the question again?
What are some things that this is your question too? Like, what are some things that you find unattractive in the opposite sex?
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
It's a word that starts with an S.
When y'all be sagging y'all pants, right? That's what you're talking about?
Mm, oh. I mean...
Okay, I hate that. That could be...
No,
it's really bad. Like, I don't want to see a boxer. I hate that. Please don't do that. Like, yeah. I don't like that.
And your ass eating the shorts like...
What?
You know, like the pants are too tight.
Niggas walking around with wedges?
That's crazy.
In
Brooklyn, yeah. It's crazy.
Never in Brooklyn. Fine for that.
It's not... Don't do that. So again, there's a word that starts with an S that women love to throw out frequently.
What's the next letter?
What? A.
What's the next letter?
She said sex.
She want me to just no.
A.
Yeah, just say it.
You might as well tell them because you giving all of them.
Like, sassy.
Oh, very.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I thought that was the first. That's gonna be the first.
Oh my
one,
god.
You know what I mean,
yeah, yeah. You gotta leave that for the girls. We sassy. I'll be too like. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a turn. That's a turn off.
Huge.
When you want me to pay for you for certain things. Like,
that's sassy.
Yeah. Oh, a big turn off. Like, don't ever take me out on a date and expect me to pay you. It's crazy. Yeah, that's it. That's crazy. The last thing you ever gonna see me, like, bro. Yeah, facts.
Shout out to my lady. You know what I'm saying? She definitely pulls out her wallet. You know what
I
mean?
No, but I can't. No, I'm talking about the first date or something. That's a big turn off.
Real men ain't asking for women to pay on the first date.
All right, good. Exactly.
It's a fact.
You'd be surprised, though.
Yeah, or go half with me. Like,
yeah, you're
because that man ain't vibing with you. He's just trying to
get. Why did you ask me to come out?
Because I want some pussy and I want
to
eat.
So then negative. So then you should have said to come to my house. Like,
yeah, just
okay,
be real.
Well, next time I know.
Well, you said it. I would have told you with Doug, right? Yeah.
So sometimes
y'all like to do a lot when it's just so simple. Maybe because y'all feel like us women are complicated. We are. But like y'all be just dragged, just like, go straight to the point. Like if you want to take me home, you're going to take me out.
Listen, do not follow this advice. You know what I mean? No. Women always say be straightforward to them. If you are straightforward
to
them.
You just said you was going to dub him if he said come to the crib.
Yeah, but I'd rather you do that. I'd rather that instead of us get to the restaurant and you upset because like, y'all get upset. You're going to pay and do all that and I'm going to go home and you're going to be like, all right. Like you're going to be mad. So just go straight forward.
So what if I just blatantly just give you the money for the date and be like, yo, I just want to fuck?
I'm going to take it and I'm going to go home.
I was
going to
spend that money on the date and fuck most likely. Well,
no,
I'm
going to just deny it. It's okay. Yeah,
but I'm being upfront and honest. Like,
yeah, but then it's my choice to accept it or not. I'm not going home with you.
Oh, this is why I said don't fall for the trap. Because they always be like, yo, be honest. Just if you just want to fuck, you just say that. That has never worked.
But why y'all
that has never worked in life. That, I'm telling you.
You know
ain't
what
no
it is?
Man.
You think I'm going to come out and I'm going to change my mind. Mm. But if I stand on my decision, I'm going out. Because we know what we're going to do when we leave the house regardless. Boom. Like when we go out with a guy, we know like if we're going to go home with him or not. Mm.
Yeah.
And if it's a no, it's a no. Right? So, I mean, some women do change their mind. Like, they might get a little drink. That's why I be trying to get us lit, get us drinks.
Now, I be wanting to get yourself lit. Ain't no man throwing no shit
not
in
hell
your mouth.
Yeah, they do. Please. Hell yeah, they do. They be throwing hella alcohol at you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, drink so you could be all lit and it could take you home. But then that's just
taking
advantage.
That's your decision to drink that alcohol, right?
Yeah, I know. I be throwing on the floor. I'm not
okay. Yeah. You could just be like, I don't want to drink no more. Like.
Yeah, but like I said, go straight forward because then it's like you're wasting your time, right? Mm. And you just waste the money that you know you could have used that for something else, probably. Mm. So.
Another date.
Definitely another date that would, you know, she would have catch and you could have took her home and could have did what you had to do.
That's a fact.
Disappear.
Let me get to the fellas, man. What's something that's a turnoff in a woman?
My biggest turnoff is she's a masculine woman. You know what I mean?
Like muscles like masculine, or you just mean
that
like,
that too, but that's not what I mean. I mean like if her attitude is very like masculine, like she talking crazy to the waiter, she got an attitude, she just unpleasant to be around. I mean masculine, I don't like that. Which I hate attitude and complaining. Complaining is like real high on the list. Like if you just can't chill and adapt to what's going on, the situations, that's real big in my book. Hygiene is also very big.
Oh, I forgot to say that about them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be trying to take our shit, man. Like you said,
if you don't smell good in every aspect, man, I'm probably not gonna talk to you again. There you go.
Yeah, I go for breath too. Like,
yeah,
but that's a little quick shower up. Like, you know what I mean,
sometimes it don't be.
What else? That's it.
That's it for that.
I'm going to have to go with women that's not willing to cooperate, communicate, reciprocate, initiate.
Oh, my God.
All of those words. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying,
like, a lot of, like, as a man, I understand we have to bring this certain level of manliness to you guys or whatever. I don't know.
Masculinity.
Yeah. But at the same time, I want that woman to lead in her femininity. And present that to us as well, sure, you know. Sure, and if you're not willing to cooperate, how will we? You don't even want to hear me, you know, talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Why this nigga telling me about his day?
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make you feel comfortable with me. I feel like as a man, I wouldn't know how to make this relationship work because, you know, I don't want to just, you know, lead you along or tell you whatever you want to hear. If I'm trying to build with you, of course I'm gonna talk to you. You get what I'm saying? And I will want you to cooperate. I won't want to hear you say,
"Well, can't work without cooperation."
Yeah, but I don't want to hear a woman tell me I'm not gonna do that, and I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got any advice for me or anything like that?
It's
50-50 in a relationship. I feel like.
But you said you don't cooperate.
Not in that aspect. Like when the way you just worded it, like before, when cooperate, like it was just different. What's but so in a relationship, like, I feel like everything is 50-50.
Before you get in a relationship, you have to cooperate while you're building this relationship, right? We don't just start dating. We're talking, then we're dating, and then we get into a relationship. So I can't, I will not commit to a relationship unless I can see what you give up front, right? So if that's your demeanor when it comes to that, then I'm going to be like, I'm going to just fuck her. You know what I'm saying? And, and then she get the fuck up out of here.
When does sex come into play then? With the, between the talking?
No, she could talk all she want because I don't got nothing to say to her no more. So I'm going to let her lead. She want me to hear her voice. I'm going to let her talk. Talk. I'm going to listen. And then I'm going to be hitting. And that's it.
I was waiting to see what he was going to say.
Like, I could care less because she doesn't care.
Put that so on why t-shirt. Are you just only fucking her? Stop talking to her.
Nah. She's not cooperating.
I already invested.
So that's your way of dealing with things? That's your way of dealing with things?
How's that toxic?
That's very toxic.
Sex is equivalent. Like, she want to fuck me, I want to fuck her. What's the issue?
And I already invested time and money into this situation, so I might as well not get something out of it, too.
What type of time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I agree with you. If it's mutual, obviously, she was at, like, then, yeah, obviously, you're going to, you know, do what you got to do.
I can't read her mind.
Yeah, that's... Y'all made some good points. I'm going to just piggyback off of what y'all said. Obviously, a woman leading her masculinity, y'all already know how I feel about that. That's eternal for
me. Can you go into depth with the masculinity
then? Just like a combative woman, a woman that, you know, I don't mind a woman challenging me, but when you feel like, it's certain ways to challenge a man. And with women, I don't think women fully understand that. Always, like I said, always... being aggressive, you know what I mean? Unnecessarily.
Your demeanor
is just, you just, like Ace said, it's just, is an unpleasant nature about you that I love feminine women. Like, that energy that a feminine woman can provide.
The way you treating other people around is like...
You know what I mean? Like,
you don't know masculine women? That's what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to get, you know...
And that's another reason why American women are losing, because women in other countries, they're not asking no questions about what is feminine, masculine. Like they know what femininity is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even, they would never even fix their lips to talk about why they're masculine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
explain that. I mean,
why you gotta explain
it
that?
I think she just wanna hear from him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't like, you know, masculine women, but you're clearly attracting one. You just go to the feminine one then. That's the case.
You act like there's more masculine women than there are feminine women nowadays. Because every day on the show, women will come on here and say, I'm masculine because of X, Y, and Z. And these are real women in real life saying that. They're not saying I'm feminine because of X, Y, and Z. I'm masculine. And it takes the right man to bring out the femininity. And this is what we hear every show.
True. It's absolutely right.
He was like, I'm just going to be fucking. So therefore, that just makes a woman's guard go up.
Her guard was already up. She was already on crop. The only reason he doing that because she was
the reason he fucking is because her guard is up and she masculine.
But that makes it even worse. I don't even do nothing better, honestly.
What?
That makes what even worse?
Like, that's going to make her guard go up even more. Like, after if she found out that this is exactly what he was doing, just having sex with whenever.
Well, that's the next man problem now.
And then the next man got to deal with that. Like, he'll got to deal with that, but of course he's going to come into engagement with that, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, clearly that man had to deal with that issue from that past man, too, because that's the reason why she acts like that towards me.
It's going to be a cycle. Gonna continue to go on and on.
Until she feels like
what he said, until she meet a guy who brings that feminine out like that. No,
listen, why I gotta bring femininity out of you?
I'm not bringing.
Are you not a female?
Huh?
Like, if you was to meet like a masculine woman, like, how would you bring her feminine side out?
I don't care how attractive she is. I am attracted to feminine women.
I'm saying, like, far as the whole shebang, like, you know, she, besides looks, emotional wise, she's on, you know, the same level as you. Money wise, whatever, materialistic wise.
I'm willing to build with anybody that's willing to hold themselves accountable and willing to accept help. So if you saying you need help, if you understand that you have an issue and you're trying to change your ways, then I think I could actually listen. It's about how long I'm willing to sit there and deal with it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For some people, you know, some people might not want it at all.
At this point,
But you get what I'm saying? But it's different.
He's very right. I just at the point in my life where I don't tolerate that. It's the same way you wouldn't tolerate me being some bum ass nigga telling you, yo, you know what? My mixtape gonna hit in a couple of months. You ain't gonna tolerate that with me. So there's no way I should have to tolerate that with you. And there are men that out there that will tolerate you and, you know, will work with you. Me personally, I am just not in that bracket for you. Like, so you know what I'm saying?
So if y'all meet a
Person for everybody,
if y'all meet a feminine man that that's there the in the other categories, are y'all accepting him?
Feminine man?
Yeah, feminine man.
If a man came up to you and said, you know what? I'm feminine until I can meet the right woman to make me masculine. How would that make you feel initially?
No.
You would feel like repulsed. Like, what the fuck?
Very much,
Well, I'm talking like, what type of feminine? Like, is on an emotional level, physical?
His presence, his demeanor, the way he approaches you.
What's your first initial reaction? Don't be politically correct.
Sassy. No, I want to be sassy.
Okay, I'm thank you for being honest. You're trying to be politically correct.
And what y'all said about sassy earlier? Yeah, what y'all said, that was a turnoff, right?
Big one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. So.
It's a turnoff.
So then now understand why it's a turnoff for men.
That's what it is. It's a turnoff.
So I understand it. I understand it all the way.
Men will be like, oh, I still want to fuck her. That's about it. So
that's all she's worth to me.
You can't
point.
Say that.
To me,
but we don't think like that, though. Yeah, like, we don't meet a feminine guy and be like, oh, yeah, we just want to.
No, he's all he's worth is his money. That's what some women think, right? Okay, all right, then. So the way y'all think about a nigga pockets is how a nigga think about y'all coochies. That's it.
Let's
keep it real. That's not STDs.
Yeah,
come on,
that's right. That is.
But you can get STD still.
Nah, I agree with him. That's not
y'all being
so
politically
much.
Correct. Come on, some niggas worry about women drawers and women worry about niggas pockets. Stop it.
No,
and
it's they drawers too. It's true. It's true.
I understand, but I'm just.
Listen, I do want to add on to my list. So you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
think
you got
more?
Oh yeah, you finished.
I did finish. Like, you know, I got the list is extensive, but let me just get a couple of more off my chest. If you got a kid, I'm sorry, that's a turnoff to me. I'm sorry. I just
you
don't have
kids.
You want
to play stepdaddy?
That's
definitely
a
turnoff.
I'm good on that. That's just a turnoff for me. Like, but shout out to the men that do step up in those areas. You know what I mean? It's just not me. That's all I want to say, actually.
That's it?
I just want to emphasize that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That
like,
one last one.
Yeah. So, huh?
That one last one.
That one. I do get the women triggered. I don't know. They're going to be at me in the comments. But let me get to this next topic, right? And I want to ask the fellas this because, a lot of women always try to say all men do is talk about what women bring to the table. Mm-hmm. I want to ask the men, what do men bring to the table? Look. You don't even know
nah,
the question.
I heard you. I just sucked my teeth.
What you sucking your teeth for?
Wait, talking about what you said?
That question. Yeah,
okay,
facts.
Fair enough.
Facts, very much.
Fellas, what are some things that y'all bring to the table?
I mean, protection, provision, emotional maturity, you know what I mean? Stability, supportiveness. What else I bring? I'm struggling.
I bring kindness, humor.
I am funny. You're right. Go ahead. I am funny. Right?
Funny looking.
That's all funny looking.
Hospitality. I care. I listen. I'm aware. I'm assertive. I'm a leader. I'm a father. I'm a partner.
talk about himself now.
Now I did ask him about themselves.
Yeah, he said, "What you bring it to the table?"
That's what I'm bringing.
That's what
you know what I'm saying. Commitment, loyalty.
I thought he's just asking a question in general. I didn't think it was like a person.
No, I do want to get to that. Oh, okay. Fellas,
yeah, commitment, loyalty, honesty.
I think for myself, I would say problem solving. I think I'm good with problem solving. Resilience, patience.
Punctuality.
I'm a punctual person. Leadership, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Provision. I'm very family oriented, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So family is very important to me. So, I would do everything in my ability to make sure my family and my wife is good. Mm-hmm. Ambition, you know what I mean? I think that's important as well. Like I said, procreation, obviously, I gotta bring that to the table. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and we bring no kids. That's a plus too.
That is a plus. Right? You get
no
wanna,
offense, Joe.
No offense, yeah.
But you already take.
There was a clear difference when I asked the fellas what they bring. Nobody seemed to get triggered by that question. Y'all was very able to calmly express what y'all can bring to a successful long-term relationship, right?
Pretty much.
And none of it had to do with money or personal accolades, or none of it was selfish. You get what I'm saying? Like, so again, I think that's what the difference is. Women automatic. You see how we had no problem?
If we I was on a date, say nothing.
I'm just saying.
You did. I hate this question.
Your first response was, I hate this question.
I'll say why.
Yeah, but I don't think men would, I don't think men would care. I think we would make sure we do our best job to ensure that woman that we are the right, you know, significant other, a partner, future partner for them. Like, I would never get offended. Like, damn, why is she asking me this? Like, you get what I'm saying?
What is a question that would trigger a man? Yeah, I think.
A question that would trigger me personally if I'm on a date and she like, oh, how much money you make?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I have no problem. Like, if that's the first, you know, thing that's on a date, that means you automatically trying to disqualify me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if I didn't, if I'm a couple of decibels short or whatever the case is, I might just, like, regardless of my conversation, regardless of my family values or whatever the case is. And like I said, I went back to that because, like I said, none of us named anything that was selfish. You know what I mean? Normally when we hear women, even when they, after they get through the triggerness and then they start to, you know, answer the question, they start naming personal accolades. I got, this is what they always say. I got my own money. I got my education. I got
my business.
I got, it's always my. So what is it for, like we said, we name things that's successful for the
relationship.
You get what I'm saying? I bring interdependence. You know what I mean? I want my woman to depend on me just like I want her. I want to depend on my woman just like she depends on me. So I said independence. I bring interdependence, which y'all probably didn't even know that was a word. Probably not. Yeah, you did. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I bring that to a relationship. You know what I mean? So, in general, just to go back to the topic, you know, do you think most men bring those qualities to a table nowadays?
Most men? Sheesh. I think, I would say, that's a good question. I would say a majority of men, though. I ain't gonna lie. But it's... they're overlooked because of, you know what I mean, other characteristics, like you said, like how much money they making or how tall they are or whatever. But I think a lot of men would bring that to the table. Yeah.
Shit, even if they light skin or dark skin. We just had an episode about how women be discriminated against light skin or dark skin. But like, you know what I'm saying? That's like, so they be coming with the brown paper bag, like, yeah, this nigga too light for that.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what
I'm saying? Like, not all women, some women, like, you know what I mean? Only, and I say that because when we speak from a perspective.
Y'all like dark skin or light skin, man?
It don't matter to me.
Don't matter to you? Dark skin for sure?
Yeah, but I don't even... yeah, but it don't matter now.
Bro. But now it don't matter?
Nah, it don't matter.
What about you?
I love brown skin.
Like brown skin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like in between, like, you know what I mean? So, Jew, what about you? You think most men are providing those qualities to an
relationship? The sad thing, I'm not even sure if a lot of people is in relationships. That's one. Two... I think men are willing, but I'm not sure if it's a majority. I that's one thing I'm not 100% sure with. You know, I hear a lot of women complain about how much men are not providing everything a woman needs in a relationship nowadays. I would have to take some of their experiences
into account.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not 100% sure. I don't. I know the men that I'm around. Everything that we describe, I'm everything I described. And you, I'm pretty much, I know you guys and y'all relationships, how you treat y'all women or ladies or whatever the case may be. So definitely.
I bring compromises, you know what I mean? I'm willing to compromise with my significant other. It's not a one rule, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have to provide by this. So, you know what I'm willing to submit to my woman. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
Eli's a trick in his relationship. I ain't gonna lie. He tricked daddy in his relationship.
I don't get into many relationships, but if I vetted you properly and I could see that potential in you, then obviously I'm gonna do right by you. You get what I'm saying? So, words don't trigger me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't get triggered by submission. Like, you get what I'm saying? I don't get triggered by X, Y, and Z. Like, you know, I don't get triggered by cooperation. Like, you know what I mean? I kind of have an idea of what it takes to build or to sustain a long-term successful relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
cooperation is the theme of this episode.
Yeah, you have to title that motherfucker cooperation.
Like, why don't you like that question, Angel?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to rephrase what I said. I don't hate it. I dislike it.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like everybody has their own perspective on how they view relationships in general, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you just, let's say if I go out there and I just throw my answers, a lot of people are going to disagree with me just because maybe how I view a relationship and how I view a relationship should be be is not how somebody else sees it to be. That's why I dislike that question, because it's like a lot of hassles come with that, a lot of debates come with that, because everybody don't meet eye to eye, obviously, because everybody have different perspectives on it.
You mean,
but
the conversation, or if you want an actual date, like what?
Oh,
you
no, the conversation. Like,
oh, okay. Just, so yeah, I'm saying, yeah, if you want an actual date, you hate that question. Is what you're saying?
Oh, like, if you get to know somebody? No. But just generally speaking, like, people be like, what you bring to the table? Because you hear that a lot. Like, you hear guys asking girls, what you going to bring to the table? Mm. Like, you know?
Because men always have to bring what we bring to the table up front.
Y'all just have Steve Harvey tell women that they don't need to bring anything to this table because they have a pussy. Like, if men are hearing that, then of course we need to ask the question, like, damn, is that all we getting is pussy? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
what I believe that women are, why they fear that question so much is because they don't want to have to live to what their words are saying. So if a woman said, oh, I cook and I clean, right?
And it's time to cook and clean.
I'm going to be that nigga like, yo.
I thought you said you cooking.
Yo, what's up? You ain't cooking, you ain't cleaning. You ain't fucking, you ain't tucking, you ain't lucking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit
you
said.
Got a rhyme dictionary in his podcast. No,
I'm just saying, a lot of women don't want to have to live up to the words or the expectations.
So they don't want to lie, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because they already be lying. They be saying they be cooking and shit. They be lying.
We say that because it's like we know what y'all want. You know, it's just the fact that. Facts.
Y'all know what men want?
Some women know exactly what a man wants sometimes.
I do want to get to that because that is a phenomenal point. And, you know, with me listing all of these qualities, I would want my woman to hold me accountable. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm telling her this, I want her to be like, yo, babe, you're not, you know, as ambitious as you. I want her to hold me accountable, and I have no problem. I'm not going to be like, yo, fuck out of here. Like, you know, I want her to hold me accountable because I want to be better for her. You get what I'm saying? So I ain't going to be triggered by that. I want her to hold me accountable. That was a great point, Ju.
Yeah.
And you said you don't agree with this, right?
I mean, I don't know what y'all want. Like, I mean, that's not an issue.
But I tell
like,
you this, women out in these other countries, they know when they know.
Oh my God, you and us out in the country.
You said that you was out here looking for men outside the country too, though.
Yeah,
I did not.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't. She was
bro,
like,
hold on. Okay, what did you say?
I just
okay then. All right then. All right then.
Yeah, I said that, but what country are you talking about, though?
I don't know.
I mean, regards... Listen,
you confused, please.
No, no,
like,
no.
You don't even know what country...
I can name several countries. I'm saying my preference. I love black women, so if I don't find a black woman, obviously, in America, if I do decide to go abroad, it's still going to be a black woman. So whether I got to go to Jamaica, whether it's a country, Ghana...
Ooh, I'm from Ghana.
Shout out to Ghana. Yeah. Listen. Whether I got to go somewhere in Africa, whether I got to go to the island, like, I'm going to always find me a black woman. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's always going to be my preference first. Like, you know what I mean? So, listen, let me get to this next topic, right? Wolf, how much time we got? You good? All right. Ace, this was, I believe, your topic. You said, has sexual liberation killed the emotional aspect for sex for women? Can you explain that real quick?
Yeah, because, you know, women always say that there's emotional attachment for them when it comes to sex. But in this new generation, I'm hearing a lot of women saying that they can have sex without the emotional attachment. Like, it's non-existent no more. So I want to know, was it ever there or did it die? Like, what happened? I mean,
you think it died because of this whole freedom of, you know, sex type of thing? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been practicing how to be men so much, like, they actually turned it up. But, yeah,
I didn't even forget what I was going to say.
I disagree with that.
No. I'm just, you know.
What about you, Angel?
Nah, I don't think it died. They really doing that? That's great. I mean, no. You know what? I'm lying. Yeah, a lot of women, a lot of... You know what it is? I think some women just want to show guys, like, yo, we could do exactly what y'all do. Like, but it's kind of damaging sometimes to us, to be honest. Like,
it is.
But... yeah, they just want to show, like, we could do what y'all do. Y'all want to go out here and, you know, be having sex with different girls all the time. We could go out here and do that, too, because we want to do that, too. Like,
but if it's damaging, Then y'all really can't do it.
We
doing it without the damage. Y'all doing it with damage. So y'all really can't do it.
Nah, but there's some girls that's out here that really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, right. Yeah, you see how some y'all, y'all don't, huh? Yeah, they, mm-hmm. really, some girls really don't care. They're, mm-hmm. they're like, I'm going to have sex with him tonight. Uh-huh. I'm going to have sex with John tomorrow. I'm going to have sex with David Wednesday. So like,
is that,
we don't
is that
care.
A product of this new sexual liberation, you think? Or
I think women just want to live in the freedom. They just want to be free now. Like, mm-hmm. they feel like, there's so much like social standards that's been going on for too long, mm-hmm. and it's been carrying for generations. So they're like, nah, we not having it. Like, mm-hmm. back to like what you were saying about that whole masculine thing. Like, you know, I feel like all that comes into play into one. Like, women, like, we not having that no more.
And I tell you this, the average body count for women overseas, listen, I ain't going to get
that. Oh, my God. Please.
That body count out there overseas is up there. I ain't going to hold you.
Mm.
P2P.
He trying to disagree because he want to go along with what he said. No, right
they P2P out there. You better.
It depends on where you go, I guess.
They P2P.
I mean, they got P2P out there too.
Yeah, P2P's out there. So what's your thoughts again? Do you think this whole sexual liberation of for women is kind of, let's use the word, desensitizing women when it comes to, you know, sex and that feeling, that sensation?
Yeah, I just feel like women go and do what they want to do regardless nowadays. Like, people don't judge women.
Who's people?
Like, in general, like, people just, like, a lot of people are judgmental when it comes to women having sex with a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, everybody's getting judged and people just don't care no more, if that makes sense.
But why is it so, is it important to you though? Like, as a guy, is it important that a woman sleeps with so many different men? Is it important to you?
100% yeah. important to us. Just like how financial stability is important
to y'all. Okay, you're right. You know, it definitely is important to y'all. But I'm trying to understand why is it so bad when a woman does it and a guy, you know what I mean?
Guys can do whatever they want, but women can't get it.
Yeah, you know,
if a woman have sex with multiple guys, they consider hoes and treat you like
they are.
And that's why girls got this
and
whole movement, like, we don't care.
No, those guys are hoes too, but they get...
Yeah, those guys are getting... Women don't care about a man's body count. Y'all know the niggas are horrible.
Who don't care about me and Blake? Women don't care. That's because y'all be lying about it. You gonna ask him for like 3.
I read so. The nigga got 12 baby mamas and y'all still fucking him. Y'all know his body count.
What girls you looking at? Yo, you gotta get out of this.
I read somewhere that a stereotype is only a stereotype if both genders agree on it. So, in the case of a man being a hoe, women... they gonna be like, oh, he the man because he fucking all his women. And men is like, oh, he the man because he fucking all his women. You know what I mean? So that's stereotype.
Y'all be doing it.
If a woman is a hoe because she fucking a lot of women, both genders agree that that's a hoe, right? Yeah. If a woman's fucking a lot of men, what is she?
She doing her thing. Like, she having
fun. Keep it real.
Look, keep it real. I'm gonna put the clip of you saying
not sure, don't do that.
Keep it real.
She doing her thing, you know? She sexual liberation.
So she fucking nigga every day, a different nigga every day this week. She doing her thing.
She having fun.
If that to each his own, like,
if
she
doing
her
thing. That's what you said.
Excluding me though. She doing her thing, not me. I'm not putting myself in that.
Why? So you can't do your thing?
But I'm not about that. Like,
why not?
Nah.
Is there something wrong with that?
For me it is.
What's wrong with it?
Nah, that's just not how I was like brought up and raised.
Because,
like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
It's not
ladylike, is what you're saying.
Nah, you got it. I didn't
What's the word you would use then?
Nah, it's just not for me. Safe.
It's just not for you.
It's not safe. Thank you. It's not safe.
I think honestly, women can do whatever they want.
She over here dodging them, like,
she got ultra instinct going right now. Yo, women can honestly do whatever they want, but hear me out.
Okay. Thank you.
There's always ramifications for your actions, and I think that's.
Wait, before you, I had a point I wanted to get to. Though. There was an article I read that said
go
that
with these articles.
I mean, articles is based off of studies and based off of numbers.
If
know
it's
what
a
mean?
Scholar,
if a woman has more than 5 bodies, she's more likely to fail at marriage.
Yeah, she's more likely to be unhappy in her marriage.
To be unhappy. Yeah.
You ain't agree yet. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
What you say? You disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
With the study?
Yeah, we disagree with the study.
What the college study was that? Where that shit came from?
I don't like a woman that probably have more than 5 bodies.
It's a way to prove that women know that it looks bad when you have a lot of sexual partners. Because if I ask you all what's your body count, you all would be ashamed to tell the truth.
Nah, I wouldn't.
So go ahead.
I'm not saying
how much.
It's under 5.
How much?
It's under 5.
Why you ain't saying the number? Say the number then.
No, I don't want to.
He says under five. Okay. You only got five. Yo, if it's under five, you could definitely get that number up. All right. A lot of women can't say it's under five, and you might be lying because you know you got to multiply that.
Multiply by three.
And you got to got to add the remainders because you know you got the remainder four.
Now, but like I said, there's always ramifications to any actions, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman. Like I said, the issue comes with most women. On average, do not care if a man has a high body count. Y'all don't hold men to the same standards. Now, mm-hmm. if y'all did hold men to the same standard, then more men will be, maybe they will be conscious about their body count. But again, because there's more pressure on a man to satisfy a woman sexually, right? Because if y'all have sex and he don't knock it out the park, he not going to get a call back. You know what I mean? Y'all, and y'all ain't worried about, oh, he ain't got no bodies like that. Like, that's why mm-hmm. he ain't really blowing my back out. Y'all going to care if a nigga blowing y'all back out. Y'all know why he blowing y'all back out, because he has some experience. Like, you mm-hmm. hear what I'm saying? Like, so again, I don't think both parties hold the opposite sex to the same standard. Like,
that's
you know
what I was
saying?
Like, with the stereotypes. Both yeah. genders got to agree on the same thing for it to be, now I mean, upheld, basically. You know
so
what
what's
mean?
An okay body count for men? Like, what, yeah. what y'all...
For
what
men?
Y- yeah, what y'all think?
They don't, I feel like it doesn't matter age. For men. Like,
so, okay, for women, what would you say?
25
bodies?
20. I'm doing
I would
great.
Say realistically...
For men?
Under,
oh, my God.
Oh, for men? Oh, okay. For women, what age group are you talking about?
Mid-20s, probably. Like 24, 25, 26.
Under five.
Five and under, yeah. Obviously five and
we
under.
Need to calculate, like a body count calculator. Listen, I
think wives, in general, I would say, five you know, between between eight and under.
But then the you really never know. Like, so you it never doesn't know. Matter. Yeah, like
I said, I'm not a person that's going to ask a woman a body count. Not but you
so
can
childish,
you right? can tell a woman's body count by how she carries herself.
Very
she
true.
That is true. Don't fix your face. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, some you, women you, are pretenders. Don't okay, be fooled. We y'all, good y'all, actors y'all can, for real. Y'all can, very good.
And yeah, like, you can tell by a woman's demeanor how if she has a high body count, you could tell if you walk down a block and a lot of niggas, oh, that's you know, like you know what I'm saying?
Same thing for a girl. We don't want to be with no man and oh yeah, so it's yo, things get around. Yeah, everything.
Y'all love community dick, which I told
hell,
you.
Hell no, that is nasty. That's disgusting.
I mean safe community dick. Like, I'm
no,
safe
what? Community dick. No, nobody wanna be with a guy that everybody had. That's really bad. Like it's yeah. a bad no for fact.
A Jew.
I don't want to ran through nigga.
Nobody yeah. wanna yeah, same thing. I don't wanna no. yeah, for real.
So if y'all meet a man.
What you saying huh for? We tell we the woman we telling you, you say huh.
Yeah, like
all right.
I also heard a woman that said she don't want a nigga that don't that can't get other bitches.
Wait, what?
Okay, yeah, I you know what it is. You know what it is. I'm thinking she trying to say like, cause every girl probably want a guy that's attractive. Like you know, a lot of people attract to people that everybody kind of want. Everybody, no,
but that's
no,
what
but
we
this
are
is
saying.
What I'm trying to say
like,
though.
Saying, like,
no. You get, I get her point behind what she said to you. But that's I didn't say as far as going out and having a sexual relationship with all these different women.
Which
no,
y'all believe in
that
every man cheats, which you know y'all been saying y'all go in relationships.
Nah, not me.
Not everybody.
Screw
so,
me out.
So y'all don't want a man that's ran through, but y'all want the attractive man. Right?
So you cheating?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you think the attractive man is doing?
But not everybody. Some girls like ugly guys, you know.
If you look good to me, somebody gonna cheat.
So have
like, nobody's
you...
perfect.
All right.
People make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like nah. somebody cheat once in a lifetime.
No. So
I feel that way.
So how many times you cheated in a lifetime?
I never cheated.
Damn, why? Why she can't be telling the truth?
You know, women
are very particular when it comes to the word cheating, right? I asked a woman this actually yesterday, like, have you ever cheated? She said no. Then once I started naming some qualities.
What are some qualities?
Have you ever texted a nigga while you was in a relationship?
That's cheating.
She said, she said yes. I said, have you ever entertained another nigga while you was in a whether it was smaller? Like, yeah, like okay, yeah. Y'all think it's just y'all think
friend.
It's just sexual. Like you know, it's just sexual.
It's a lot.
She said he just a friend.
That's what
the work. The work husbands
just don't play. We just friends, bro.
Her work husbands is real.
The work husbands.
Nah, you out. I ain't talking about nobody.
Not at my job.
No. We're not literally talking about
husbands. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I seen you on the walkie talkie with him.
Oh, I got more cop.
I definitely was a work husband.
You said like, security. You still got walkie-talkie. You still got a walkie-talkie, right?
Nah.
That's how you communicate on the cop.
I don't know. I be turning shit off.
I used to be at work.
But
you got a walkie-talkie.
Listen,
I don't got one. I be turning it off.
Like, so you going to cut my ass because I got a walkie-talkie? I'm not,
no, I said you had a work boo. See?
No, I don't.
But it was my joke. See how defensive women
get. I'm not defensive. This is how I talk.
Here we go.
I was a work husband, and I definitely, you know, when you pull up, damn, you looking good. Yo, your man ain't treating you. I know he ain't treating you right. Stop it.
I definitely like that. I ain't even going to come to work on time.
Yo, let's go on lunch together. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got you.
Be at work a whole hour early and shit.
Try to get extra.
Might do some mascara in the morning, do your eyebrows set. Like, you know, you get it look.
Since when you looking all cute? Going to work.
You turn around, you start cheesing mad hard. Like, chill.
Listen, let me get to this next topic because it does kind of correlate with each other. Does engaging in sexual activity early prevent somebody from committing in a relationship? What do y'all think?
It's 50-50.
How early? How early are you talking?
Let's say first date.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
What was the question again?
Say absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about me. I'm sorry.
Does having sex early, too early, lead to one's decision on not committing to a relationship?
Yes.
But then again, it depends on the person. Like, I feel like all this depends on the person. Right. Like,
I mean, if you do it on the first date or whatever, you know, he might judge you as easy.
A lot of us women think that
way. His name Jew.
I do.
See, yeah.
So, first date, and they probably with the person like they had sex on the first date.
Yeah, so it definitely depends. I think
the nigga probably not judging.
But then
him.
It backtracks to like what she brings to the table or he brings to the table, and then what she brought or he brought was sex. So yeah.
Okay. So y'all feel the same way, having sex too early? Like, would y'all ever look at a man that has sex with you on the first date and be like, damn, this nigga is a thot or some shit? Like, you know, do women think like that?
Nah.
He'll think of me that way too.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but I'm asking, would you think of him like that? Would that be a turnoff? Yeah, well, that would be a turnoff. Like,
I think a lot of women would actually want to do that though. They actually want to have.
Wait, I know how I'm gonna get y'all. I know I'm gonna get y'all. If he eat y'all pussy on the first date,
now
is that a turnoff?
Just nasty because now you're doing it to everybody, and it's not giving that.
But you still let him eat your pussy though.
Nah, I think
we gotta get dessert after the eats. After we going out to eat, that's
he need a pussy condom.
They do got.
Look, guy Eli.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Play Pound Town for Eli.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
They do got what?
Like, listen, y'all putting words in my mouth. Stop. So okay, so y'all don't. So y'all do believe in. Okay, so obviously I already know y'all answer, but Jew, I do want to get to you. So there's nothing a woman could do on the first day. Y'all can't vibe. The chemistry is just there.
I would say it's unique. I'm already biased towards the situation. You get what I'm saying? I feel like I hate when women say, oh, I don't do that. Once she say the words, I don't do this for everybody. Oh, this is my first time doing it. She lying like a motherfucker. You get what I'm saying?
No, sometimes I'm telling the truth. I feel like I'm
telling
the
truth with a lie. Like she's lying.
A woman can't be honest? Like, just say it.
Once you say, I don't really do this, you're lying. You're lying.
And what if she really like you, though?
Huh?
What if she really like you?
Yeah, she really like me and the other niggas that fucked on the first night, too.
What if she's really feeling you? Like,
yeah, she really felt that nigga up in her coochie, too. Like...
Yeah.
Next, like I'm telling
See,
you.
See, a lot of girls will probably definitely want to, you know, have sex on the first date because of like men that have this.
This motherfucker right here. I mean,
I'm not saying that stuff can't happen
Drew
organically.
Harvey at it again. I mean,
what? How's that? Go ahead. But listen, I don't think I'm not saying that it can't happen organically.
Mm-hmm. You are saying that.
I'm saying
sometimes things happen.
Like I said, it's very a small, you know what I'm saying? Like very, like, you can't even see through it. But I'm just saying. Yeah. Just the way they felt about a man eating a woman's pussy on her first night, they found that. Now,
different, though.
Hold up. So if old boy said, yeah, I don't be really eating bitches pussy like that on the first date.
What was he lying.
Oh, wow. So it's cool when I do it. It's cool. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Boy, bye. All right.
So when she's saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you the Guap 3000, I don't be sucking dick out here. You know what I'm going to say? She's lying.
Why you fell? You fell right into that trap.
You did.
I did. I be doing it to myself.
You did. The whole episode. Listen.
No, it's definitely not the whole episode.
We do got to get it up out of here. But again,
I can't share my opinion on the topic. You let Drew Harvey go.
You're right.
I got to show the other side of the spectrum, man.
How am I Drew Harvey, though?
Because you're over here ruining it for the good guys. That,
all right, yo, shorty, go ahead, give up the pussy.
There you go.
You got to prove
there
you go.
Yeah, like, give up the pussy. Yeah. Now, if he not there no more, just know you gave up the pussy.
Nah, I do think it depends on how the night went. Like, if from the beginning you just own it, know what I mean, then I might consider you, know what I mean, doing this all the time. But if we vibing, the mood, the night went great, know what I mean? We went out to dinner, and I'm like, damn, I don't want to go home yet. Let's go do this. And then we end up back at the crib and it go down, then I'm not judging you, know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out later on if this is you or if it's me, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that you can't find a good woman that does that as well. She can have great qualities.
I had some good women off of hitting on the first night, you know what I mean? So I can't say that every woman that does that is a whole
you ate her pussy on the first night?
I don't know. What?
But imagine if you would have. Would she still respect you?
She better not. Like,
so,
but yo, I think that's different because you really putting your mouth. So, like,
but she put her mouth on you, right?
I never said she did that. I said we had sex.
You never got had on the first date?
Yeah.
Yo, man,
end the show. Listen, man.
But she was all.
What?
End the show, please.
Damn, Ace, man. You should have just left it out. You just should have left it. Anyway, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning
in. He did it
in
to himself.
Again.
I was on her shit.
Let them know again where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on Instagram at Soul Angel Jolie. Mm-hmm. Yep. See y'all there. You heard.
She said, yeah. Shout out to Ghana. Yes. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Ghana. Yeah, yeah. Facts. GH.
You could follow me, Monica.Monroe with two E's.
She disagrees.
Follow your favorite girl at _ Marie Madison on Instagram.
Are you going to cooperate now?
Of course.
Okay. All right. See, at the Daily Rapper crew. We ain't going down.
You got to change them one podcast at a time.
Word.
We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure you hit that like button. Cop the merch, dailyrappercrew.co.
Yellow green, man.
Join the membership, man. We got a lot of exclusive behind-the-scenes footage. Y'all might even catch some behind-the-scenes footage right now. Like,
word. Weasel on his shit, man. Shout out to Weasel, man.
Shout out to
Big Bro, man. Shout out to my security guard. Ooh. Yeah.